Want to walk in Whitey Bulger's shoes? Today, the U.S. Marshals Service and the U.S. Department of Justice are auctioning off hundreds of items that once belonged to mobster James Whitey Bulger. There's intense interest in jewelry, clothing, knickknacks that were all seized from the California apartment, where he was captured after 16 years on the run. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, the proceeds go to Bulger's victims.
Call it the Great Big Gangster Garage Sale.
We have all sorts of lovely personal items.
TJ Abernathy from the U.S. Marshals Service says it's pretty much everything but the kitchen sink from the modest Santa Monica apartment where Bulger and his girlfriend, Catherine Gregg, hid by blending in as just another couple living out a quiet retirement.
You know, there's Christmas coasters, pair Thanksgiving Indian figurines, so there's some really nice stuff in here if you're into that.
There are some doozies in the mix. Turns out the mob boss, who went to the mat at his federal trial denying he was ever a government informant, kept his pens in a ceramic mug in the shape of a rat.
Read into that what you may.
Another hot item, lot number 1103, a sterling silver ring with what's called the Psycho Killer skull, once worn by the killer now serving life.
It's definitely one of the more unique items that we have here.
All Bulger's stuff will be staged at the auction to look like a replica of his apartment, complete with the boxing mannequin that stood in the fugitive's window, making it look like someone was watching his apartment. There are books, like one on how to change your identity, the running shoes Bulger bought while on the run, and the white hat he was wearing when he was caught. But Abernathy says they did draw a line.
We were obviously very careful in what we thought was tasteful and would bring in the most income to the victims.
It is a delicate balance, says U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz.
We certainly don't want to glamorize or minimize the severity and the brutality of his crimes. On the other hand, we'd like, you know, to generate a certain amount of interest.
I'm going. Definitely I'll go.
30-year-old Curtis Kelly, a Boston cook, says he'd spend $1,000 for some Whitey memorabilia.
One thing at least, if not more, just to have it, to say I have a piece of Boston history.
What he did was horrible, but I have a weird nostalgia, you know, being from Salty.
Mark Jetty, who still lives in Whitey's old neighborhood, says he cringes at the idea of so-called murderabilia, but he's intrigued that he could own, say, one of the fedora hats he often saw Bulger wearing.
I remember him driving up and down. All the kids would yell, "He's here," you know, and him and Cadillac Man and all that. They would hand out $5 bills and all the kids. And so, like, we saw a different side of him as kids.
It sickens me to think, you know, the people in the hype point on this. I mean, he was a rat bastard. He's a nobody.
Steve Davis, whose sister Deborah was strangled to death, says any proceeds from the auction won't be worth the pain it stirs up.
I wish they'd put it to rest. You know, by the time I get a check, it's probably not even dinner money.
Especially since some of the most valuable things are not on the block, says Patricia Donahue, whose husband was killed by Bulger. The government can't sell the 30 guns Bulger had stashed away, and officials are still deciding what to do with the memoir that Bulger was writing when he was caught.
I think that would probably be more money than anything that they have up there, but they don't want to release that.
One thing already going directly to victims, the $822,000 in cash Bulger hid in his wall. Officials say those checks are in the mail. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.